With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ben, and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're looking at abstract nouns. So, first of all, what is an abstract noun? Well, it's something that we can't really see or touch. It's something like a concept, an idea. For example, the word energy is an abstract noun. And the word knowledge is an abstract noun, because these are things we can't see or touch, but they exist and they are nouns. In this exercise, I'm going to give you three famous quotes, except in each quote, there will be a missing word. You have to try to complete the sentence. So you need to find the missing word. And the missing word is an abstract noun. At first, I'll give you the sentence with the missing word. That will be quite difficult for you to identify it, but if you can, great. If not, then I will then give you a clue. And that clue will be another form of the abstract noun, the adjective form. Okay, so let's start with number one. When there is a missing word, I will say the word blank. Okay, number one. The greatest blank in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Let's hear that again. The greatest blank in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. That's a quote by Nelson Mandela. So do you think you know what the missing word is there? What's the abstract noun there? I'm going to give you a clue now to make it easier. The adjective form of this word is glorious. Glorious. So we're looking for the noun version of the word glorious. Okay, number two. The future belongs to those who believe in the blank of their dreams. The future belongs to those who believe in the blank of their dreams. This is a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, who was an American political figure, diplomat, and activist, and was also First Lady of the United States. So, what's the missing abstract noun there? If you're not sure, here's your clue. The adjective form of this noun is beautiful. Beautiful. The future belongs to those who believe in the blank of their dreams. And number three, and this is a quote from J.M. Barrie, a Scottish writer who is probably most famous for writing Peter Pan. Here's the quote. Life is a long lesson in blank. Life is a long lesson in blank. So do you know this quote? Okay, let's have a look at the adjective form. I'm sure that will help you. The adjective form of this abstract noun is Humble. Humble. Life is a long lesson in blank. Okay. So, did you get any of them? Let's take a look at the quotes in full. The first one, Nelson Mandela's quote, "The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall." Glory is the missing word. Number two, Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." So beauty is the missing word. And number three, "Life is a long lesson in humility." Humility, which is the noun form of humble. Well done if you got any of those right. And some really nice quotes as well for you to think about today. So thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, if you have any ideas for exercises you'd like me to do on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some classes with me online, then please do send me a message. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.